4 ZLK, W4DJW. Okay. Hey, Shane. I heard you talking about the 857 and the digimodes and it not being reliable. I had a problem like that with my 897, which is a cousin of the 857. How are you, when you're putting in digital modes, are you using digi or are you using upper sideband?
I had both, and I'm not sure. I've tried it on upper sideband first, and it seemed to work and then not work, and then I tried the other, so I don't know. I can't find out which one I'm supposed to use consistently.
Other radios, ICOM, Flex, Kenwood, Genesis, all of my other Softrock, the SDRs and everything use upper sideband, but my 897 uses digi, and digi has two other digi parameters that you have to set, which depend on whether you're using, so when you go to digi, you can use digi-L or digi-U, digi-upper or digi-lower, and then there's a digi-offset. So there's three, and when I tried it with, like, all my other radios, just using plain old upper sideband, it did not work at all. I was trying in and out of packet. I was trying to change everything. My CW, just like yours, worked great. My phone side worked great, but my digi didn't work till I figured out it had a digi, and that digi has three different settings. Digi mode itself, Digi-U and Digi-L, and then Digi-Offset, which depends on what kind of mode you're going to do, is how far your center frequency is offset from zero.
I've seen that. I've seen that capability. Do you have a suggestion for what it should be, or do I need to play around with it?
He's played around with mine and got it working and got it to be as dependable as all of the others, but it took some playing around. Yeah, you see, it's just a little bit different than everybody else. It took some playing around with it to figure out which one of, you know, like I did some damage by trying other things, not physical damage. I didn't wound it or anything like that, but I got some of the configuration off that I had to go back and fix because of the things that I was trying to get it to work. So once I got all that back squared away, then I got the offset set for, I think I was using PSK or it was WSJT65, which I don't think people use that anymore. So it's going to be, you have to find out from, if you're using FT8 or FT4, you have to figure out what's the median of the offset, what's the high of the offset and the low of the offset, and then put it in between those two for your offset from your carrier frequency. It's just easy. Add them together, divide by two, and add that to your start frequency, and you're done.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm not sure how. I'll have to check it out, how to figure out what setting I should use, you know, offset frequency or whatever, the median, how to figure that out, what would be the median. I'm not sure if I understand how to do that.
I'd start off with 1,500 because 3,000 is generally how wide people go above people go up to 12,000 KC offset, like with AM upper and down, lower, 12 on each side is like 24 combined. But generally with upper sideband, people start off with 2.7 or 3.3 K, in the middle of half of that is 1.5 K. So I'd start off with 1,500 offset, and if it doesn't work, you can pull that down until it starts working better or worse, and if that doesn't work, you can push it up till it starts working better or worse, but start off with 1,500.
The digi at the digi-U, and then do the offset that way, is that what you're saying?
Move to upper sideband, even if you're in 40 or lower, even if you're on the 40-meter band or 80-meter band, it's still upper sideband. There's some of them that flip to lower, but not many. So, yeah, I'd go with the Digi-U and the 1500 to start with to be dependable.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll have to check that out. Maybe I can play around with it tomorrow night. And I'm assuming on the actual computer program itself, there's a selection for digital or upper sideband, I believe. So I would have to check that as digital. I'm assuming that would be correct as well.
Any that differentiate, they pretty much leave it up to you to get the mode right, right? I could be wrong because I did a lot of it when it was PSK and JT65 and Whisper. And then, you know, some of the JT9 came in, and then after that there was a couple other JTs, and then FT8 came in, and then the 4. I haven't been keeping up with it since then because I've been just doing other things. But I don't recall that the software itself cares, right? The software just is sending out audio, AFSK, amateur radio frequency shift keying. It's just sending that out. It's up to you to make sure that where you're sending it is where other people can hear you.
Thank you. I will check that. I appreciate that very much. Like I said, I could get it to work at some time, and I don't think I ever specifically set it on Digi because I read that it was upper sideband mostly, and I know it would work. And I even got some confirmations, or several confirmations, got a couple of emails thanking me for the contact, you know, and then all of a sudden it would just no longer, everything said it was transmitting except for the radio itself, so maybe that was it. I will definitely check that out. I appreciate the information because I was stumped, or am stumped, so I will check that out tomorrow.
Trying that out before you send it off. I know it stumped me for a while, and then once I figured out that I need a Digi and I needed upper or lower, I think there was one of them that used lower, like Olivia or something like that. I can't remember. There's one of them that used lower sideband. The rest of them used upper. And then once I got my center frequency where it was actually transmitting, and I did that by having another radio on that frequency with a dummy load on that radio to protect the receiver's front end. So if you've got one of those little round dummy loads that you can plug into the back of another receiver and you can hear it coming out of that radio out of the speaker, then you know you got your center frequency right. You're not just transmitting a tone, right? You're actually doing frequency shift keying.
I'm learning stuff here, so I'm not... this is all new stuff to me, so I will keep that in mind. I actually, like I said earlier, if you heard me, I don't know, I wasn't really, it's not important for me to learn it, but I wanted to learn it just so that I'd know and, you know, just give me another option. But I do have a, you know, sideband issue with that radio as well, which I may be doing something wrong with it. I don't know. I have no issues with my old radio on sideband. It's just this one. That's why I was thinking maybe the radio's got some issues, but I will definitely play around with it tomorrow if I get a chance and check on that. I appreciate the info, Dave.
If there's anything else I can do to help, if you get close and it's no cigar and you want to set up a Zoom session where we can look at it together at the same time, we can do that too. You know, just figure out a time that we're both around the ham shack at the same time. And we can do something like that if you want to. If you want me to listen to you and when you set it one way with my HF rig and then tell you whether you're on it or off it, you know, when you make changes, I can do that too.
Thank you. I'll keep that in mind. But I got a trailer ready here. I need to back under there. They're ready for me to go. And I got to get going. But I do appreciate that. I just happened to be sitting here, and that was perfect timing. I'll talk to you in a little while, Dave. I appreciate it. W4DJW and 4ZLK.
All right, Shane. Have a good trip this evening, and talk to you later. N4ZLK, W4DJW, clear.